This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Ukraine for meetings today with President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top officials. After arriving in Kiev, Blinken tweeted, "This will be an important opportunity to discuss continued Russian aggression." Blinken is expected to restate that the United States will not recognize Russia's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and to call for its return to Ukraine. Blinken will likely also underscore the importance of U.S. economic support for Ukraine. Since 2014, the U.S. has provided Ukraine with more than $4.6 billion in assistance, including security and non-security assistance, according to the State Department. Teams of experts are projecting COVID-19 toll on the United States will fall sharply by the end of July, according to research released by the government Wednesday. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said the results remind us that we have the path out of this, and models once projecting really grim news now offer reasons to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring. However, experts warn that a substantial increase in hospitalizations and deaths is possible if unvaccinated people do not follow basic precautions, such as wearing a mask and keeping their distance from others. The U.S. is making good on its pledge to support Afghanistan security forces with military forces, even as the U.S. and coalition forces continue to leave the country. An official confirmed with VOA late Wednesday, U.S. forces are actively carrying out airstrikes against Taliban fighters in southern Afghanistan's Helmand province, where fierce fighting has raged for days. By remote, this is VOA News.